chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. What a beautiful, beautiful truth that is today for the child of God. Hey, friends, so good to see you. Thank you so much for joining me for Sunday worship on this December the 9th, 2018. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, take your coat off. Come on in and have a seat here at the table of fellowship. I'll get you some hot chocolate, maybe some coffee. I'm so glad that you're here. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we will continue our focus on Christmas devotions today. Right now, let's start things off with Matt Maher and O Come, Emmanuel, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come, thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily. To us the paths of knowledge show, and teach us in a ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior of the world. Take heart, O weary soul, take heart, for help is on its way, and holy is his name. Rejoice. Come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior of the world. Take heart, O weary soul, take heart, for help is on its way, and
Emmanuel. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday worship. And Luke chapter 1, verse 26 says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Sunday to you, this December 9th, 2018, and I'll tell you what, it's the time of year when families sit down, enjoy the celebrations of the Christmas season, from children enjoying the opening of gifts to adults soaking up the opportunity for making memories. This is truly the most wonderful time of the year. However, for some, it's anything but. Some will have an empty chair at the dinner table this year. Others will be reminded of loneliness. Some will recall their strained relationship with certain family members. Maybe it's a newly diagnosed illness, whatever it might be. This might be the time of the year you truly want to avoid. Friend, there are 66 books in the Bible that are separated into two parts, the Old Testament and New. And the very last book of the Old Testament is Malachi. The first book of the New Testament is Matthew. And in many Bibles, there's a blank page between Malachi and Matthew, signifying the 400 years of silence. And friend, in those 400 years, God did not speak to his people. There were no prophets speaking for the Lord. He was truly silent. And maybe you're in a 400 years of silence season. It's dark. It's bleak. It's depressing. It's lonely. While God was silent towards his people, he was still working. In fact, between the time of Malachi and the coming of the Messiah, several prophecies were fulfilled. Some included the 2300 days of desecration mentioned in Daniel chapter 8. God was active in world history, causing major political and military events to occur as he predicted in the book of Daniel. During this time of silence, Greece came to power and was conquered by Rome as predicted in his word. Friend, while he was silent, he was still moving. While he was silent, he was still working. While he was silent, he was still being God. Friend, don't mistake God's silence for God's absence. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday worship today. And somebody once said, the birth of Christ brought God to man. The cross of Christ brings man to God.
there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Ah, yes, isn't this a pretty song? New song and the Christmas shoes. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. You can always email me. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, I am going to hang up my headphones today and spend some time with God's people. And friend, I hope and pray you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember, as you go out and about doing your Christmas shopping and all that fun stuff, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.